Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin gets 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in this country in generations. The punishment handed out tonight fell short of the 30 years that prosecutors had requested. With good behavior, Chauvin could be paroled after serving two-thirds of his sentence. That's about 15 years. Floyd family attorney Ben Crump says other officers convicted of murder are serving less time.
Botham Jones, who in Dallas, Texas, was killed in his own apartment.
Right.
The white police woman, Amber Geiger, was found guilty of first-degree murder, Reverend Al.
Right.
And she was only sentenced to 10 years. Walter Scott in South Carolina, same conviction, shot in the back, on video, convicted 20 years. So each step, each case, we keep making progress.
Dimitri talked about the sentence with Jennifer Cobina, associate professor in the School of Criminal Justice at Michigan State University.
Not really surprised. You know, the sentence is in line with sentencing guidelines and aggravating circumstances, because we know that Chauvin did abuse his position as a law enforcement officer. He acted with particular cruelty and he committed his crime in front of children. So I will say it is one of the longest sentences that any police officer has received in the state of Minnesota. But we also need to acknowledge that this really shouldn't be the exception, but the norm, because true justice really would be George Floyd still being alive. True justice would mean Black and brown people not having to fear being killed by the police because of the color of their skin. True justice would be police officers getting longer sentences when they use violence, when they use excessive force on civilians. What today's sentence does represent is a measure of some accountability, since we know that police officers are rarely held accountable for the violence that they inflict on civilians, especially when those civilians are Black and brown individuals.
I just heard Floyd's brother, Rodney Floyd, speaking in a news conference. He referred to this sentence as a slap on the wrist. Now, we are not to question this man. He's grieving. His family has been through so much. It's not really our place. But it is, as you say, though, one of the longer sentences. I don't know how to square that.
You know, I think it's important to acknowledge the extreme pain that the Floyd family has experienced and continues to experience, right? The trauma. Any amount of sentence really does not bring George Floyd back. I can certainly relate to one saying or believing this is a slap on the wrist, and at the same time acknowledging that this is one of the longer sentences that any officer has received in the state of Minnesota. Officers are rarely held accountable for the violence that they inflict on often Black and brown individuals.
What did you find most moving in the courtroom statements before the sentencing? It was hard, for example, not to become emotional when hearing George Floyd's 7-year-old daughter talking about how her dad used to help her brush her teeth. Very hard to hold back tears in that instance.
Definitely. That was really moving. It's hard to watch, right? Because we see a child, she's missing her father. She loves her father. And it's, you know, certainly individual people have been protesting George Floyd's death. We know that George Floyd, this conversation, what happened, this incident has been discussed amongst most Americans. But, you know, hearing George Floyd's daughter speak also, it humanizes. It humanizes George Floyd. It humanizes and really hits home the impact that it's having on George Floyd's family. So when we listen to the victim impact statements, it really brings to life the fact that this is not just, you know, something that we're hearing on the news, but it shows how hard and traumatizing this has been for the entire family. What we're seeing is one officer being held accountable for what he's done, but we also have to acknowledge too that there really is a culture of violence within police departments. There's a culture in place that really says it's okay to aggressively police and harm poor people and Black and brown people. So what the sentence doesn't address, regardless of whether or not Derek Chauvin would have received 10 years, 15 years, or 40 years, what the sentence does not address that we need to address is U.S. policing and the structures that defend it.
Many of the attorneys who represented George Floyd's family have been talking so much this evening about the work to do going forward. It's really not the end of anything, but only the start.
It is. It absolutely is only the start. If we just close the book and feel like justice has been served because of this sentence and because Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years, we do ourselves a disservice because there's so much that needs to be done to actually transform the institution of policing. And so we need to have continued conversations and really want it, and not just conversations, but really seeing action so that we can see transformation criminal legal system within policing. So for example, it's important to end qualified immunity. It's also important to restructure civilian payouts for police misconduct because civilian payouts are paid through general city funds, not police department budgets. And so in general, taxpayers are the ones who are on the hook for paying this. And cities have paid out millions of dollars for police misconduct. It's important to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. We know that this is a very progressive and transformative policing bill that ultimately would hold all law enforcement officials accountable for their actions. And it would essentially protect all individuals, regardless of the color of their skin. So it's important for this act to be passed at the national level.
Again, that's Michigan State Criminal Justice Professor Jennifer Cabina. She's author of the 2019 book, Hands Up, Don't Shoot.